BJ and Jamie.
The crisis is on. I had no idea that people out there are having meltdowns as we speak over this election.
Mental
and
breakdowns.
Why, I don't know. I mean, it's a midterm thing, and you know, whatever happens, happens. That's the way I look at it. But people are wigging out.
Yeah, it's not good. And they, I watched this on the news last night. The crisis lines are at full capacity.
That means they're ringing off the hook.
But here's my question.
What?
So, all right, are you stressed out? Because I'm not stressed out.
No.
I don't feel anything.
I've not been stressed out at all. I'm stressed out over, I'm sick and tired of seeing all these ads.
Texts. And so I guess
if we were going to call,
would we just go like, I'm sick of the texts? Is that what our call would be?
No, well, it might be our call, but I think the calls that are going to the crisis line are more about what if my side loses? I don't know. We have the audio though, right, here we go.
A quick look around Colorado.
One second.
Oh, sure.
A quick look around Colorado Crisis Services, and you can see a change in the season.
Jefferson Center Crisis Line. This is Brendan. Who am I speaking with?
That signifies an election season.
Just like anxiety around like what's going to happen.
We're definitely seeing, I think, a spike in that being the subject of calls. There's people who feel the weight of casting their ballot. I heard about a call recently where someone stopped seeing their therapist because they brought up the election in a session, and it was too triggering for them, so they had to part ways with them.
It's triggering.
Wow.
It's very triggering.
Yeah.
Is anybody else? I mean, Texnado is wide open at 51059.
Good question.
Are you feeling the stress? Does it have you worried this morning? Are you can't even get out of bed? Can't go to work? You're stressed?
I think I'd be bad as a crisis line operator.
Yeah, you would.
Because they'd call and they'd be like, I just don't know because I want the Republicans to win, but I'm Democrat. And I'm like, oh my God, shut up and have a cheeseburger.
No, you know, the way I'd see you, Jamie, all right, let's say I'm calling up, okay? And I've got a crisis because I'm afraid that, you know, somebody that I don't like is going to win and I'm having a complete meltdown.
Okay.
I figure you're on the other end, and at some point during my meltdown and in between tears, I'd hear a Diet Pepsi open up.
For real, you would.
And you'd be like, munching on like a carrot stick or something.
Yawn.
And that would just throw me off that you just don't give a rat's.
I know. That would be me, too. Because I have to be honest with you people, and you're going to hate me for this, because I know a lot of you are super passionate, as you should be. It is our country, and we are responsible for this crap. But I'm still not sure I know who's voting. Who's running for what? I don't even know who's...
You know what? You're a terrible American.
Well, one guy I thought that was running for governor, I saw on the bottom of his ad, he's running for Congress. I'm like, what? I thought he was going for
governor. Let me give you a quick... I'm going to ask you, all right, who is the Democrat that's running for governor for the state of Colorado on the ticket as we speak?
The evil Walker Stapleton!
No.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, he's Republican.
No. He's Republican.
Polaris.
Yes.
Or Polaris. Yes.
Jared Polis.
The evil Jared Polis.
Right. He's the
guy. I mean, they're both evil, according to the commercials.
Right. Those are the two. That's the two big ones for the governor's race.
Did you see the commercials? They're both bad guys.
They are?
I don't know how I'm going to pick. They both are bad for Colorado.
Yeah.
That's what the ads say.
Well, you got to pick the least of the worst,
I guess.
If you're going to vote. Or you can skip that category if you want to, I guess.
What if I did this? I close my eyes, put my finger on it.
Oh, boy. You know, just do us all a favor. Don't show up today. Okay, don't go get your sticker.
That's not very nice.
Well, if you're going to walk in there and shut your eyes and just take your finger and start hitting buttons, then... Your vote's not even going to count anyway. There's a good chance you're going to vote for both.
Which one is the one that I don't like fracking? 112? Yeah, so on that one. Or is it yes?
It would be a yes for you. It's a no for me.
No.
It's a yes for you because you don't like the fracking. And for me, I love fracking.
You do love fracking.
I like fracking in my own yard.
Oh, my God.
I go out
back
and frack all day long, man. So I'm going to vote no.
Don't you have that bumper sticker that says, holy frack? 2018?
I'm the frackiest guy in my neighborhood,
right, so
man.
So I vote yes.
What?
Wait, what do I vote?
Your vote yes.
Yes, and you say
oh,
no.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
This show, I swear.
I never know which
I
way.
I swear.
I just don't like the fracking. And I know I can't get to work without it, but I'll walk.
Once again, welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show with complete election coverage right here to keep you updated on your way to the ballots this morning.
Right?
Yeah, when you get to the polls.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.